Now watch. I predicted seven things was yet in the making of the before this great consummation or great thing would take place here in the United States, some great horrible thing. I said, and I remember this is before it started, I said we would go into a second world war. How many remember hearing me say, say amen?
Amen.
All right. A second world war. I said the president that now is, I copied this off the old scripture, the old thing yesterday, that the president that we now have, which was, how many remember whose it was?
Franklin D.
Roosevelt. I said, the president we have in now will run even in the fourth term. He's on his first term. We'll run into the fourth term, and we will be taken to a second world war. I said, the dictator that's now arising in Italy, which is Mussolini, he will come into power, and he will go to Ethiopia, and Ethiopia will fall at his steps. There's people sitting here now that knows that there's a group of people come and stood when I was having a meeting in the Redmond's Hall down there that night when I had to go down there to preach that. Redmond's Hall was going to throw me out of the hall for saying such a thing. Yes, Mrs. Wilson, I know what you... That's right. When I said that. But did he do it? I said he'll come to a shameful end. And he did. Him and the woman he run with were turned upside down and hung on a rope in the street with their feet up, their clothes hanging down. All right, that come to pass. And then, I said the women has been permitted to vote, which is absolutely a disgrace upon the nation. And in voting someday, they'll elect the wrong man. And they did that in this last election. My, my. Four. I said science will progress in such a way. No, here, that's third. Pardon me, here's the next thing. The fourth. I said, our war will be with Germany, and they will build a great big concrete place and fortify themselves in there, and the Americans will take a horrible beating.
Amen.
Almighty God knows who I stand before now. I've seen those independent Nazis kicking the Americans like that and things at that wall.
Amen.
And there's many boys standing here now that was at that
Amen.
Siegfried line
yes, sir.
That knows what it was.
Amen.
And remember, that was 11 years before the Siegfried line was built. Is God true?
Yes.
Does he still foretell things to happen?
Yes.
Watch. That was the fourth. Now the fifth thing. Science will progress in such a way until they will make a car that will not have to be guided by a steering wheel. And the cars will continue to be shaped like an egg until the consummation, the end time. I seen an American family going down the road in a broad way, riding in a car with their backs turned towards where the wheel should be, looked like they were playing checkers or cards. And we got it. It's on television, popular science, mechanics rather, all have it. We got the car. It's controlled by remote control, by radar. They won't even have to have any steering wheel in it. You set your dial like this, like you dial your phone, your car takes you right onto it. Can't wreck or nothing. No other car's the magnet, keeps the rest of them away from you. They got it. Oh, my. Think of it. Predicted 30 years before it happened. Now, that brings us then to the election of President Kennedy and this car coming on the scene, bringing five things out of the seven that has happened exactly. Now, I predicted and said I saw a great woman stand up, beautiful looking, dressed in real highly royal, like purple. And I got little princes down here. She was a great ruler in the United States, perhaps the Catholic Church. A woman, some woman. I don't know it'll be the Catholic Church. I don't know. I can't say. The only thing I seen a woman, that was all. But this is a woman's nation. This nation is number 13 in prophecy. She's got 13 stripes, 13 stars. She started with 13 colonies, 13, 13, everything's 13. Appears in the 13th chapter of Revelation, even. She's 13, and she's a woman nation. The divorce courts of America produce more divorces by our women than all the rest of the nation.
Amen.
The morals in our country is lower in divorces than it is in France or Italy, where prostitution's on the street, but they're prostitutes. Ours is married women trying to live with several men and several married men trying to live with other women. In the nations where they have polygamy, it's 1,000 times better. And yet, polygamy is wrong, we know. But it shows how degraded we are. I got a piece up there out of the paper where it showed that when our American boys went overseas in this last war, that over, I believe it's around 70%, well, now, wait a minute, I believe it was 3 out of 4 that went overseas was divorced by their wife before they got back. And it's a great big headline says, what's happened to the morals of our American people? You remember seeing it? All of you did again. What's happened to the morals of our American women? Plants, working, out yonder with other men. It's a woman's nation. What's she going to have? A woman god, or a goddess. Now, then after that I turned and looked, and I saw this United States burning like a smolder. Rocks had been blown up, and it was burning like a heap of fire and logs or something had just set it afire and looked as far as I could see, and she had been blown up. And then the vision left me. 5 out of the 3 has happened. 5 out of the 7, rather, has happened.